אנחנו קוראים בספר זוהר לעם פרשת בלק מאמר ותרה.
We're reading from Zohar. The Zohar, you have the Hebrew text on Kabda TV. You can also ask questions on Kabda TV. Selected relevant questions will be aired during the lesson.
What intention do we choose? What's with you, Chanoch?
That we will each discover within how to actualize the dvikut, the adhesion with Rav.
So already that we will reveal what?
It will reveal how to adhere the adhesion with the Rav.
Now, Rav, you can interpret it as some kind of product. But with all the means that are of the Torah, the Creator, the creation, how to reach adhesion with the Torah that will help us.
435.
Zohar, item 435. Under the crown, golden bells are hung in one pomegranate, and within the pomegranate are 1,000 bells. Every bell is blazing with red and white, and the pomegranate divides into 4 pieces, slices, and it stands open, so the bells are seen. 325 bells in each side, until the 4 winds of the world are gusting from the vision of every slice, and they are called the slice of the pomegranate. Zohar clarifies the end of the crown of Malchut, the vessels of her posterior. As she is face to face with Zeranpin, the Chochmah is not revealed but in her vessels of the posterior. And the generality of the vessels of the posterior is called pomegranate, as the slice of the pomegranate that are empty. That even they are empty within you, the vessels of the posterior, they are considered empty with respect to the vessels of the face, meaning filled as the mitzvot of the pomegranate, filled with lights. Meaning when they connect with the vessels of the face and depend on them, then they receive the illumination of the 3 lines from the vessels of the face. And then they divide the illuminations to right and left and to 12, and they are called bells. The totality of the bells is called pomegranate because its illumination shines from below upwards. Under the crown, the golden bells are hung, the vessels of the posterior in which the Chochmah is revealed. And when they are hung and connected around the vessels of the face in the crown, they are called golden bells. And they split to right and left, Chasadim and Chochmah. And they are all included in one pomegranate because the essence of the name of the vessels of the posterior is the pomegranate. However, the illumination that it receives from its connection with the vessels of the face from right and left are called golden bells. Within the pomegranate are 1,000 bells, and they shine with illumination of Chochmah called 1,000. Every bell shines in red, left, Chochmah, and shines in white, right, Chasadim. They have attained it from their connection to the vessels of the face. However, in their root, before they connected to the vessels of the face, they did not have more than Chochmah without Chasadim, left without right, only the shade of red. And they receive more from the vessels of the face, 12 boundaries, and with the totality, it's 13. The pomegranate divides into 4 slices by way of 4 phases of chub tum in it. And it stands open, so the bells are seen, and the bells illuminate from every slice of the 4 slices, from every side of the 4 sides of every slice. 325 bells shine, which are 4 times 325, which is 1,300, which are the 12 boundaries with the one that includes all of them, until the four winds of the world are blowing chubtum, in each of which is 325 bells from the vision of every slice, and every slice from the four slices of the pomegranate receives this illumination of 13, and this is what is written as the slice of the pomegranate. You are empty. 436. The four wheels in the four slices of the pomegranate take the crown by a cycle, and when they take it, they become upright and upwards until they reach the cycle of the upper slice that growls day and night. And then they connect all those slices and take the crown and straighten it. And then the voice of these wheels are heard in all the firmaments. And to this pleasant voice, all the armies of heaven are noisy. And they all ask each other until they all say, "Blessed is the Creator in His place." The crown, the gal of the Malchut, is carried and revealed by the four slices of the pomegranate, the four vessels of the posterior which receive the Chochmah. And the Chochmah is the essence of the gal in it. And therefore there is crown and there is the carriers of the crown, which are the slices of the pomegranate. And the Chochmah is revealed only by the cycle in three places, three lines. And it is appearing only in the time of the cycle, the transport. Therefore, we need wheels to pass the light from line to line until the Malchut. And these wheels are the judgments of Malchut with the judgments that are considered three seedlings in three points, cholam, shuruk, and chirik. For the judgments in every line pass the light to the other line. Because in the right line, cholam, there are judgments from the ascent of Malchut to Bina that cause infancy. Therefore, this judgment is pushed by the light and passed to the left line, shuruk. And the judgments in the left line, where there is darkness, fire, and freeze, that don't let the Chochmah shine, they push the light and shift it to the middle line, where there is a correction of the unity of the lines, and the light of Chochmah is dressed in Chasadim, and then the Chochmah can shine in all its wholeness and greatness. And the judgments in the middle line, the Masach of Chirik, aren't giving a place for their appearance of the light of Chochmah. Therefore, these judgments of the middle line push and shift the light to Malchut, where there is a place of revelation of Chochmah. And in the Malchut herself, the lines are cycled again, the same wheels, and they reveal the Chochmah, and the judgments in her connect her to Chasadim. And that clarifies the need for three discernments. One is the essence of the mochin called crown, which is discerned in the rosh and the toch. Two, the carriers of the mochin, which are the vessels of the back, the posterior, called the slices of the pomegranate, which are the only ones worthy of receiving revelation of chokhmah. Without them, the crown would not be revealed. The gist of which is the Chochmah. And therefore, the slices of the pomegranate are discerned as straightening the crown because there is an upright stature that indicates light of Chochmah. Three, the wheels, the judgments in the vessels of the backside, over which the light of the crown rolls from place to place, from line to line, until the Malchut, and in the Malchut itself. The four wheels, the four kinds of judgments that exist in the four slices, which are three lines, and the Malchut that receives them, they take the crown by the cycle. The crown rolls over them from place to place, by which the crown is completed with all her jewelry. And that which is said regarding the crown and the slices of the pomegranate and the wheels, is customary only during the time of the coupling with Zeranpin, and two illuminations shine from Zeranpin to Malchut. One from the left, light of Chochmah, from left of Ima, as it is written, his left under my head. Two, after that illumination is stopped, finished, then Zeranpin shines on her from the right, the light of Chassadim, as it is written, and his right shall hug me. First, when the wheels begin to carry the crown, they straighten their stature upwards as they receive Chokhmah, called an upright stature. The first illumination of Zeranpin, as it is written, is left under my head, until they come to the wheel of the upper slice, which growls day and night, which is the slice of the pomegranate, right, chesed, mercy, that has no stop. The second illumination of Zeranpin, as it is written, and his right shall hug me. Then all these slices connect. The Chochmah of the left is dressed in the Chassadim of the right, and both in the middle line, and all three in Malchut. And as they connect together, they take the crown and straighten it, and they receive the upright stature in it, the illumination of Chochmah, with all its wholeness and glory. The wheels are the judgments in the four places upon which the light is pushed and rolled from place to place until it is completed. And the voice of these wheels, the force of the judgments called wheels, are heard in all the firmaments, which means that the actions of the judgments are accepted on all degrees. For this pleasant voice that is influenced by them from the time of their cycle, all the armies of heaven make noise, and they all ask each other, due to the appearance of the judgments in every line, they ask, where is the place of his honor until the cycle is completed, and the place of honor appears until they all say, blessed is the Creator in his place, because the place of honor, the Malchut, has appeared. The 437. When the king Zeranpin couples with the Matronita, the Malchut, this crown rises and settles in the Rosh of Malchut, and all the actions that are referred to as above are only during the coupling of Zeranpin with the Malchut.
בשישה גלגלים היא באה לשישה קצוות העולם. שש כנפי הנשר נושאות אותה.
And then the crown, one crown above, descends to Zeranpin, and it is decorated around it with every good gem and a button and a flower. And in six wheels she comes to the six ends of the world. Aren't we forgetting the intention? Yeah? 438. 1600 towers in every side. And every tower is made of constant lines. And they soar upwards, and they are influenced by the table of the upper Ima, Bina, from her ointment. And then the upper Ima bestows in secrecy the upper gifts and sends and determines them in the crown. Then she bestows the rivers of oil of her holy ointment to the head of the king Zeranpin, and from his head comes the good oil down to his respected beard, and then from there it oozes onto the garments of the king. As it is written, as the good oil over the head descends on the beard, of Aaron according to the measurements. Before the coupling of Zanpin with Malchut, there's only Chasadim within Zanpin, and there's no illumination of Chokhmah but in the time when Zanpin couples with Malchut, where there is a place to reveal the Chokhmah, and then he is included with the Chokhmah in the Malchut, and the crown descends to him from the Ima that is included in the Chokhmah as well. As it is written, the strong woman is the crown of her husband. By the Malchut, the wife of Zanpin, Zanpin acquires his complete crown. When the king Zanpin couples with Matronita, the Malchut, this crown rises and settles in the head of Malchut, and after the Malchut receives her crown, which is essentially Chokhmah, then Zanpin is also included with her Chokhmah and acquires his crown as well. Then the upper crown descends to Zanpin as well, and all around it is decorated with the gem and the flower and the button. The Malchut is referred to as a gem, and the crown is decorated with every good gem, which is the illumination of Chokhmah of the Malchut that is included in her. The button is the right Chasadim that is hinted by a button, and the flower is the left Chokhmah that is hinted by a flower. And since the Chokhmah comes only by way of integration with the Malchut, it is discerned as shining around the crown. The wheels are the unique judgments of every line that shift the light from line to line. And he considers here the six wheels corresponding to the six edges of the world, Chagat Nehi, and the three wheels for the three lines that are from Chazeh upwards, considered Chagat, and the three wheels to the three lines that are from Chazeh downwards, called Nehi, because Zanpin always includes Vak, the crown, the six wings of the eagle that carry it, for the middle line is the eagle, and it has six wings corresponding to Vak that cover the Chokhmah so that it doesn't shine, but in the middle line from below upwards. The correction of the wings of the eagle is the main thing that takes and carries the crown, the mochin that is received from Ima, because he made a correction in Ima, and Gal emerged in Ima, and Zanpin acquired them. Therefore, the wings of the eagle are mostly the takers of the crown, without which their crown would not be real. Then the Zohar interprets the illuminations, which are in fact the crown. At first, he interprets the 50 gates of Binah that were received from Ima, the 50 grapes around the crown that the upper Ima carved in her, which are 50 gates of Binah. They are decorated by a gem that has six colors, white, red, green, which are Chagat, and Malchut has three colors, which are black, blue, bright blue, and red, purple red. There are 613 lights from the side of every side of the crown, Chagat Nehi, which are 600, that extend from Bina, whose Sfirot are hundreds. And in them shine the 12 boundaries, the three lines, in every line, Chubtum, and one that includes all of them, and that is 13. Then he interprets the head of the crown and says 16 hundreds from the greatness on every side, and this is Sfira and a half of the right of the Gar, which are, because the Gar is 3,000. And the Sfira and a half, Chokhmah, and the right half of Dat are 1,600, because Chokhmah is 1,000, and the right half of Dat has the six Sfirot Chagat Nehi, which is 600. And these towers rise upwards to Bina, to the right side, to receive Chasadim from her. And every tower is made out of constant lines surrounded by houses from the integration of Malchut in them. And they are influenced by the table of the upper Ima from her ointment. The Chasadim of Ima are called the ointment. Then upper Ima bestows by whispering, because the Chassadim extend in whisper, without making a sound, indicating Chochmah of the left as with the bells. And these Chassadim descend in three places of judgments of Zeranpin, which are the hairs of the Rosh and the hairs of the Dikna and the garments. After the crown received all the lights, the crown came back, and the upper Ima crowns Zeranpin with that crown, and spreads over Zeranpin and the Malchut with a crown, the Chassadim that clothe Chochmah, called garments of honor. Then the voice is heard in all the worlds, "Go out and see the daughters of Zion in the King Solomon, with the crown that has crowned by his mother in the day of his wedding." King Solomon is Zeranpin, his mother is Bina. Then she is happy with all the children of the king, which are all those coming from the side of Israel, for they are not connecting with the coupling of Zeranpin and Malchut, that don't stand with them, but Israel, which are the residents of the house that serve them, for they raise man by their Torah and prayer that awaken the coupling. Therefore, the blessings come from the coupling of Zeranpin and Malchut, and they are of Israel. 440. And Israel take it all the blessings that emerge from the illumination of the coupling of Zeranpin and Malchut, and send part of them to the rest of the nations, and from that part all the rest of the nations are nourished. From the sides of the part of those who are appointed over the other nations, one thin path emerges, from which the part of the external ones and the nations of the world emerges, and it divides into several lines. And this is what we call the essence that emerges from the Holy Land, the Malchut. 441. Therefore, the entire world drinks from the essence of the land of Israel, for the land of Israel is Malchut, and whether above or below, all the rest of the nations are idol worshipping. They are not nourished but from that essence, and even the lower sefirot drink from that essence. And this is in the path of the vines, the vineyards, which is a path that is from the ministers of the rest of the nations that are blessed by it. And from the coupling of Zeranpin and Malchut, great illuminations emerge from the power of the unity of the three lines. And Israel take all, since they are adhered to the middle line. However, the nations of the world and all the external ones cling to the left line without the right, and therefore they cannot receive from the illuminations of that coupling. However, since the illumination of the coupling comes through the cycle of the three lines, once the illumination is rolled from right to the left and stands on the left line, a pipeline that is very thin is opened for the illumination of the left line, and that pipeline is called the path of the vineyards, from which the livelihood and nourishment descend to the external ones from the left line. And therefore, the totality of the illumination of every zivug is received by Israel, for they adhere to the middle line, which includes all, and because they have raised man and caused that coupling. However, necessarily they send a part of the abundance to the rest of the nations and the external ones that cling to the left side only, and that is when the illumination of the coupling is rolled from right to left and stands every moment in the left line. And that part is sent, which extends from the left line of the cycle, and from that part all the rest of the nations are nourished and they can enjoy something from a different place. And one very thin path emerges, from which the part of the external ones and the nations of the world is extended, and that pipeline that is opened to them from the left line is very thin, for it is coming from the unity of the middle lion, and from there all the livelihood and abundance of the external ones and the rest of the nations is bestowed. And this is what we call the essence that emerges from the holy land, the Malchut, for the Malchut receives into herself the entire illumination of the coupling with the three lines, and that the illumination is rolled with. And only the essence, a little part of that illumination, from the time when the illumination is rolled from the right to the left line, is what the Malchut sends the land of Israel to the rest of the nations and the entire world except for Israel. And therefore the whole world drinks from the essence of Israel, because only Israel was chosen from the whole world to cling to the middle line, and therefore they take the entire illumination of the coupling, and the rest of the world is only an essence through a thin path called the path of the vineyards, which is a path that is from the ministers of the rest of the nations that are blessed by it, because the ministers of the nations of the world are called vineyards. And that very thin path from the left line that they are blessed by is called the path of the vineyards. When the angel saw him, which Bilam deflected his mare on the path of the vineyards to receive the force to curse Israel, to deflect the path of the external ones, the path of the vineyards from which they receive all their abundance, immediately the angel of the Creator stood in the path of the vineyards to block the path, so they won't be able to be assisted by it. All the rest of the nations, the idol worshippers, and the lower sphilot of the external ones. The path of the vineyards, as it is written, is to guard and bless during the exile the rest of the nations called vineyards. And Israel, as it is written, they are my own vineyard which I have not left. They are in exile and they are not properly blessed. 4:43. How could the angel block the path from the external ones? It has to open during the cycle. However, since it was aided by the Creator and the gathering of Israel, which is Malchut, and aided by the Torah, as it is written, they are written by this and that. The path of the vineyards must open by a cycle, and therefore how can the angel block it? Since after the cycle, the Creator shines from one side, the covered chassadim, and from the other side, even the gathering of Israel, the Malchut, does not receive after the cycle, but only chassadim. With that force, the angel overcame the path and blocked it. And this is what is written: the angel of the Creator stood in the path of the vineyards. There was a fence on one side and a fence on the other side. From the right side, the Creator defines the illumination of the path so that it doesn't shine by covered chassadim, and that is the right fence. And on the left, the Malchut defines the illumination of the path by being inclined to the right, to the chassadim in Zeranpin. And by these two fences, the angel blocked the path. And we learn from what the tables or the tablets say that they are written by this and that, from the face and from the posterior. From the face, the illuminations of the Zeranpin were written, and from the posterior, the illuminations of Malchut.